Hey, Boo Bird, this is Ben. It's about 4:13 on Monday. Just sad-ass day. There's been a couple of explosions up at the Boston Marathon. And it's just, a thought occurred to me that's just disturbing as hell, honestly. That if it really truly is an accident, it's almost like, I wonder if the media, if even the culture, would be able to, without getting conspiracy shit going on, please pardon the language, get conspiracy shit going on, get, you know, oh yeah, they called it an accident, but if you look here, you know, Habib really had a bomb right there, you know. It's like we trust so little now that it's like when something truly is just a fluke-ass accident, be it, you know, first it was said to be an electrical explosion, possibly a natural gas explosion, you know, and I hate to do this, but it's like, what if they come out and it's like, oh, shit. The gas line burned out and broke, and there was a big explosion. You will have people, guaranteed, who will say, yeah, that's just what they say to get the American people to go back to sleep. We have reports from Boston, Northeast Gas, whatever their gas company is. And that line's been inspected over the last 5 years and hadn't had a peep of problems. So they're just telling you bullshit to get you to go back to sleep. You know, there will be those people. And if it's not an accident, then the streak's up, people. Streaks up. The sort of, we haven't had anything since 9/11, at least officially. It's birded. It's up. It's over. It's just a sad ass fucking time. I just, ugh. You know what I miss so much? And it was flawed from the beginning, I know. But I remember when there was a time, and I'm sounding like an old man already, and I'm only 31. That I said, you know, yeah, that may happen over there. That may happen down there. That may happen up there, out there. But not here. This is the U.S. It's different here. You know, that wouldn't happen here. I miss that. I miss that like none other. It's like, where has the trust gone? Individually and to our system, to our leaders. Where is the assumption? The assumption, believe me, founding fathers made some assumptions. You can't tell me they didn't. So if assuming makes an ass out of you and me, then guess what? Our founding fathers were pretty apt to go out and bray in the farmyard. Sorry. That saying is such a misnomer. It's not even freaking funny. No. They assumed an informed electorate. They didn't assume ignorance. They didn't build it for a just in case they don't know. They assumed it. Because they knew that dictatorships love ignorance. They foster it. They keep it going. Yeah. You don't have to know what's going on. Yeah, just do whatever. I don't know. Their favorite word. I don't know. Whereas the founding fathers assumed that, you know, that they would, people would know, that people would be informed. And now that I think of it, this is extremely flawed and bad logic, even for back then. But I wonder if I don't know why they didn't allow, why at first it was just male landowners who voted. Because those were the guys that you mustered up for battle when bad shit happened. So the theory was, and again, this is bad logic, but for its time, it's like, these are the guys that are gonna, that you're gonna call together and muster them up for battle when bad shit went down. Shouldn't they be the ones making the decisions? I wonder if that's why they did that back then. And then later on allowed different other points of view to come in. Blacks, women, whatnot. And I don't really know. I don't get it. I think it was stupid the way they did it. But back to what I was saying, the Founding Fathers made some assumptions that you would know what's going on, that you would not be uninformed, that you know, where's the trust but verify? I'm not a fan of trust but verify, but with government you have to do it, have to. We don't even trust and verify. We say, it's Congress, they're going to screw it up. So why even worry about it? They're not going to do it right. They're a bunch of screw-ups. And why have we elected them? Hello? Anyway, back on the Boston thing. It's just, I see... these two outcomes coming down. I see it was a true accident. Something electrical blew up, gas line blew up, something. And the culture is not ready to just accept that it was an accident. Monday, April 15th, 2013, is going to be one of those days it's got a name. You remember what happened on 4/15, right? When they blew up the Boston Marathon? You know? I almost guarantee you that that's going to happen. And that even if it is a true accident, the media, if not the mainstream media, will not be able to just say, shit. Something got birded out, and it blew up. There was an old, you know, there was an old gas line that birded out. There was some electrical lines that were overstretched for the marathon. Bird out. You know? Oh, conspiracy. Or, if it was a terrorist deal, then they hit us. I don't know if it is outside terrorists, or if it's another false flag from the globalists trying to bird us out yet again. I don't know, but. Sad-ass times, people. Sad-ass times. I'm going to stop ranting and go grab something to eat. I will talk to you guys soon. Stay warm. Have a great day.